Welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show, where we go over a various number of topics always in 15 minutes or less. If you like the podcast, follow us on Instagram at the Wicca Shaman, and if you like hip-hop, check out our music, 7J2 Music. Today's episode is over Dr. Sebi. If you don't know who Dr. Sebi is, I hope after today's episode that you have a much better understanding of who he is and his ideas that he brought to the table. Alfredo Darriton Bowman, again also known as Dr. Sebi, or better known as Dr. Sebi, was a herbalist and a self-proclaimed healer who also practiced in the United States for a period in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. He studied thousands of herbs, trying to see if he could use herbs as medicine. Sebi came to the U.S. as a self-educated man that was diagnosed with asthma, diabetes, eye problems, and obesity. After going to many Western doctors with no help of his problems, Sebi was led to a herbalist in Mexico. Finding great healing success from only his diet, he began creating natural cell food compounds geared for intercellular cleaning and to redo all the cells that make up the human body. Dr. Sebi dedicated over 30 years of his life to develop a unique method that he could only obtain through years of experience and the knowledge that he gained. He claimed that eating the herbs and diet he selected, that it would make the body and organs alkaline, which is a pH of at least 7. Someone very acidic is like having a pH as a lemon, and it's around 2. When someone is alkaline, like a watermelon, it has a pH of around 9. To be alkaline or be an alkaline environment, the pH must be above 7. He claimed that disease or mucus cannot form in an alkaline environment or an environment with a pH of 7 or higher. He even went to court against the U.S. Supreme Court for his claims. He said he cured over 100 people from all sorts of illnesses like AIDS, cancers, diabetes, and even blindness, all from eating a diet to make one's body alkaline. But guess what? He ended up winning in court. Let's listen to an interview he did about 10 years before his death.
So I understood that the state were unprepared to defend itself. Mm-hmm. They were unprepared because in the past there was 2,781 cases that came before the Supreme Court and lost.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
Not only did I prove scientifically, but I had the diagnostic sheets, and I do have them today. Uh-huh. And those diagnostic sheets didn't come from me. They came from their school, their American medical accredited schools.
Did I read it correctly where there was some requirement for you to actually bring patients, a patient into court from each of those maladies, and that you brought multiple patients in court who one testified themselves, and that you had medical records, one showing that they were victims of the disease, and then showing that it had been cured by one doctor, and then a second doctor verifying what the first doctor had said?
Yes. We have to remember this, that whenever you make a statement that goes against the grain, you better be prepared. You better be prepared. The judge said that I had to bring one of every patient that I had cured. And there was one that said others. The other was a man that came from Italy. He was paralyzed. But I was supposed to take 9. I took 77.
You took 77 patients in court with you?
That's correct.
Thank you. That's incredible, isn't it? It really does prove that food is medicine and we are what we eat. A lot of illnesses we might not be able to help, but a lot of them come from what we put in our bodies. If you have an illness or know someone with an illness they cannot kick, please tell them about Dr. Sebi. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of testimonies online where they say that Dr. Sebi's diet plan saved their life or their loved one's life. I'm not saying it can cure everyone or everything, but there is a lot of science and facts that back it up. And there's a lot to it. There really is. Send this episode to somebody. A lot of people don't know anything about this, which I think is incredible. Especially all throughout the world, but especially in Western society, we eat like kings nonstop, and we're putting a lot of bad things and bad chemicals in our body. And that is why diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and all of these health problems are skyrocketing at an all-time high. It is because of our diets, and we can change and cure our bodies. So if you like the show, guys, follow us on Instagram at The Wicca Shaman. If you have any topics you want me to go over, send me a message. If you want to be featured on one of our episodes, send me a message. I will, or my team will, get back with you as soon as we can. Appreciate you guys listening. We have a lot coming up in 2021. We cannot wait. I will see you guys next time. Peace.